Well, I think it's going to be that way all night long, Clark, and who can stop these offenses for both teams. Right now, Harbor Beach is having success running out of the spread, and right now, Reese getting back in the ball game with using an unbalanced wishbone.
Number 47, Aaron Kinzer, kicking this one away. Gets all the way down to about the 12-yard line, but it's a fumble on the play. Picks it up at the 16-yard line, and that is brought down at the 20-yard line. That's number 20. That is Evan Campbell doing the returning duties. Brought down right at the 20-yard line, 80 yards for a score for the Reese Rockets. Now on offense, moving left to right across the radio.
And Derek Buff made the hit, so Reese Rockets have 80 yards to go on a score here with 4:20 to go, and I believe they have two of their timeouts left.
Yes, they do. Reese spent their first timeout right when Harbor Beach came out, 14-0, just like that. And we're having another score handed to us. We have Gibraltar 14-0 over Hubley in the second quarter. And Duval continues to just throw down the hammer. It's 42-0 in the second quarter. 42-0 over Blanchard for Sam Duval, the winner of that game, going to play Duval. And looks like Reese keeping this one on the ground. Gained 6 on the play. The ball carrier, that looks like number 32. That is Troy Elvers.
Keys and Klosky made the hit for the Pirates.
Troy Elvers, that was a gain of 6 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 4 for the Rockets at their own 26-yard line. Wishbone offense, 3 men in the backfield, fullback in the middle with their running backs about a step back behind. This is a handoff to number 5, a keeper to number 5, Cody Peox, the quarterback. He gains about 5 more yards on the play. It's going to be close to the first down. He's out to the 30-yard line, just beyond it. And there's the signal. It's a first down for Reese.
Cody Puff hung on to him as he was stepping over the piles, and Cody Puff wouldn't let him go and finally was brought down. Otherwise, he would have broke it loose right there up the middle, Clark, on that one.
Yes, indeed. He broke 3 of the first tackle, but then he got down to the second. The Harbor Beach defense started to swarm at that point. And they have 2 receivers out each way, 1 man in the backfield keeping the Keon company in the shotgun. Keon looking around. There's the snap. Rolls to his left. Looking back to pass. Passes intended for number 80, but it was tipped right into the hands. Who is that? That's number 12,
Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft brings in the interception right at the 44-yard line, brought down to the 43. Pass intended for number 80. That's Adam Leffler, but tipped into the hands of number 12, Eli Kraft, at the Harbor Beach offense, back on the field.
Well, again, Eli Kraft, the ball hawking safety, and he was back there sitting. And when that got tipped, he says, I think I'm going to go for it. And he did, and he came away with the INT.
Harbor Beach comes out in their spread offense once again. 2 men out each way. Klosky in the backfield. Kraft the shotgun at the 43-yard line of Reese. Kraft rolling to his left, looking back to pass. Passes to number 2, Travis Esmaeker. It was a low pass. Esmaeker had to dive for it at 35. Incomplete. Brings up 2nd and 10. The ball now. The clock is stopped at 3:07. Harbor Beach leading 21-14 over Reese.
Well, right now, the Reese Rockets cannot afford to let them score. They got the momentum back on their side, and they want to keep it. And, of course, likewise on the other side, the Pirates would like to tack on some more points here.
3 minutes remain in the first half. Harbor Beach leading 21-14 in the second quarter. Spread formation once again for Harbor Beach. And it's a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klosky from the backfield. He is out for the running. He gains about 17 yards when he's finally brought down to the 25-yard line. He hit that line and continued to roll nearly untouched all the way to the 25-yard line where he's brought down for the first down and a gain of 16.
Yes. Cody Peont made the hit for the number 5 for the Rockets, the quarterback tackling Sloan on that one. But I'll tell you, when Sloan hits that hole, he does not bury. He goes right up the middle, and he takes off like he shot out of a cannon.
Spread formation once again, same formation for Harbor Beach. And once again, the same play. This one to the left side, though, to Klosky, number 45. He pushes forward for about 3 yards. He's out to the 23-yard line where he's finally brought down. Brings up 2nd and 7 for the Pirates with 2:37 left in the first half. The clock winding down.
Travis Manapis made the hit for the Reese Rockets.
Sloan Klosky has roughly 13 carries for 91 yards already. And we have another update. That same update. Novell 42 over Blanchard. Shutting them out in the second quarter, and New Lothar bleeding ugly 14-0 in the second. This is another keeper for Kraft around the right side. He has the first down. He's out to the 10-yard line. and tripped up and pushed out of bounds at the 8-yard line, where it's going to be about a gain of about 16 more for the Pirates, and it's going to be first and goal at the 8-yard line with 2:09 remaining in this first half.
And brought down by number 12, Tony Bentley, but not until Eli Kraft picked up a first down again. With the Pirates are leading 21-14, they're looking to tack on more here as we are running out in this second quarter.
It's first and goal from the 8-yard line. Spread formation for Harbor Beach. Two men out each way. Klasky in the backfield with Kraft in the shotgun. And the handoff to 45. Klasky. He's done most of the damage for Harbor Beach. And he breaks free of attack to the 4-yard line. He's in for the score. Tack on more six. Six more for the Pirates. It's now 27-14.
There were three would-be tacklers on the play there for the Reese Rockets, and they couldn't bring them down.
And it is now 27-14 with 2 minutes remaining in the first, the second half, second quarter, and it is now going for the extra point as Ron is greeting our second half, our halftime guest here coming up. And it's now for the 2-yard line going to be going for the extra point. Get there ready to kick this one. There's the snap, and the kick is up, and it looks like it's good through the uprights indeed. Excuse me, no. I, to the left, according to the officials, I had a bad view on that.
It looked good from here,
but it's 27-14 now with 2:03 remaining in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
The holidays come with such anticipation. Most people have to wait until Christmas to unwrap their presents, but Thumb Cellular is letting you peek early. Announcing Thumb Cellular's Holiday Preview. That's right, stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky on Wednesday, November 9th or Thursday, November 10th between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and you'll get a sneak peek at Thumb Cellular's new phones for the holiday season and all Thumb Cellular's new Christmas offers. But that's not all. You'll also get exclusive preview bonuses and refreshments. In other words, stop in during this holiday preview and you'll get the best pricing and special for the entire 2011 Christmas season. That's Wednesday and Thursday, November 9th and 10th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for this exclusive holiday sneak peek preview. And it's only from your locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Second quarter, Harbor Beach now leads 27-14. Klasky got in the end zone once again. That is his 1, 2, 3, 4th touchdown of the night already. He's done all the scoring for Harbor Beach.
Now he's got excellent blocking from the offensive line for the Pirates. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to get those yardings or touchdowns.
And there's the big boot from number 47, Aaron Ginther. Reese has the backtrack to their 5-yard line for picking this one up on the reception. And he's out to the 23-yard line, the tight end for Reese. Finally brought down to the 24-yard line where Reese will take over.
Sloan Klasky on the making it for the Pirates, along with a host of others, as the Reese Rockets will now take over. Looks like they're going to just mark it short of the 25-yard line, Clark.
At the 24-yard line, Reese takes over, moving left to right across your radio in the white jerseys, gold pants, and maroon helmets. They have 76 yards to go in a minute, 53 to tack on six more before this half end. Harbor Beach leads 27-14. Two men out each way. One man in the backfield in the shotgun is Peacock. And there's the snap. He's rolling to his right, looking back to pass. Still has it at the 20-yard line. He might be just throwing this away, which he does. Out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He's out of the pocket, so there's no intentional grounding. Incomplete. Brings up second down.
Yeah, he was looking for number 80, but he was well covered, so he just had to throw it out of bounds. He's being harassed by number 52 for the Pirates, and that being Brandon Oswald.
And it brings up second and 10 from the 24-yard line for Reese. Comes out in a slot receiver to the right, and one man in the backfield. Peacock is under center. There's a snap, and it's a handoff to number 13 around the left side, the man in motion for the very last second. Number 13, Matt Frost, hits out for about 2 yards. He's out to the 27-yard line. And all of a sudden, it's third down already, and 7 for Reese.
Derek Puff on the hit, along with Mike Lukowski for the Pirates.
And we have an update from New Lothrop. Hubley scores at 8 to the board. It's now New Lothrop 14, Hubley 8, so that's another great game out there right now. That brings up third and seven. Trips right, one man in the backfield for